High five. HR.
Have we gone through and answered the questions that need to be answered?
Yes, I think they've all been answered. If you, do you have a copy?
I don't think I have a copy of the entirely answered.
The email that back. I thought maybe it's in everybody's folder.
I think I got the same thing you had.
Well, my first
one. Nature had, of business isn't.
The first one we had didn't have all of the first one that I got, didn't have these all filled out, didn't have these filled out, didn't have, and he went over the page.
So I'm saying you don't have any of the. Does this need to be filled out?
I was told because we're, they called us a municipality that didn't have these. And they attached, I had called our benefits person in regard to the lost claim, and she said that should come from them, and they, so they sent,
they, can put it in.
They sent them all. It should be.
The only thing that I would, is this the, so this is the application. When do we actually get coverage, I guess? Question.
I think it said January 1st, didn't it, Don?
Here's why I'm asking. We need to discuss, I think, do we want Kansas City representation or do we want existing? And we get to choose whom our attorney representation is my understanding of the law and how it works.
Nikki and I spoke on that Friday, I believe it was, and I've had no discussions with anyone regarding that, but that's how she told me that that was the case. The commission had a choice on that.
I remember that question asked mm-hmm. when he presented. I believe you asked the question, and he said, yes, we got to choose. I don't know that we have to.
We have to do that before coverage starts, I believe. That's one of the timings done to where I think we have to choose before. I don't know if it needs to be part of the application or if it needs to be, if we want to do that. I think it needs to be done sooner rather than later. And my request would be to have Pat Keck and Travis Elliott listed both, if we can do that. I don't know what the rules and regulations are.
Well, you know, MoPerm would not let us use one of those, the last one you asked.
That's because it wasn't put on before we were, before either renewal or...
That's not the way it was explained to me from MoPerm, but...
It has to be done before either renewal or the actual acceptance of the insurance. So I guess my only thing is I would like to request those two. They have the institutional knowledge. They're going to be able to represent us the best, and everything goes through one of them anyways. So even before it gets to the insurance, he looks at everything. So
I can inquire on that today.
Yeah, because actually one of those attorneys had told me that they were automatically the attorney from MoPerm.
Unless we requested somebody else at the time of renewal.
Pardon?
Unless we request at the time of renewal, or in this case, at the time of acceptance, or mm-hmm. or before it takes place on the 1st, or whatever it is.
We'll check into that.
I will today.
Yeah.
If you guys agree that I'd rather have somebody that knows us, that has a relationship with us, as opposed to somebody from Kansas City that we know nothing about and knows nothing about us.
I know how to talk to both of those attorneys, and they know our area.
That's what I mean. They know, they already have the institutional knowledge, so it should be, they don't have to play catch-up to figure anything out.
So I guess the question is when do we need that? How do we go about clarifying that? Do they have a form we need to do that with? Or
right. Yeah, I don't know the process. But...
Mm-hmm. I'll have an answer for you today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what do we need to do on...
I think...
Do we need to approve to like submit the application? Or is this not just a...
This is taking the money on this year's budget, correct?
This was for them to be able to begin on January 1st before we could issue payment out to them.
Okay, and the payment will come out of which year?
It's been processed, so it should come out of your next accounts payable for 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don.
So by doing this.
Within today's AP.
Okay. Today's AP? Next week's, I think, isn't it?
I turned it in Friday.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. This, by starting this, allowing, presenting that, approving the application and everything, then they have the payment in next week's will be approved, and then we get the policy back mm-hmm. after that.
Can you find out here pretty quick? And that way we can do it during or right after Road and Bridge Roundtable? Or do you want to take action on it now, not knowing exactly what she needs to do? Or do we want to, I guess that's mine.
I'm ready to approve the application to submit to go because we have voted to go with them.
Right.
And this is the next, and the funds will be available in next week's accounts payable. And
is what we're talking about part of the application or not?
This is just to bind our agreement with them in Taney County. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm.
Yeah, I didn't read anything in here about an attorney.
I guess that's my question, though, is if we agree to this without already having it done, I just want to make sure we're not putting the cart before the horse. And this may not do that, but it may. I don't know.
It was stated by our broker that
agent of record, I mean.
We had a choice of the attorney, and I believe our benefits person will find out what we need to give them in writing so they understand who our attorneys will act on our behalf, and if we need to, what we need to fill out, and that'll be, so it's on record that we have that option, and we're choosing to take that option, do it. But we have voted to go with this company, so I'm ready to approve the application. And I
understand that. I guess what I'm saying is if this is what binds us, if we don't have it put in place before we bind us, it could keep us from that, regardless if it's on record or not, what our intents are, if we didn't actually do it. That's all my concern is. But if you don't have a concern with that, then we can.
Because what's really going to bind us is when we approve that check next week.
Well.
That goes to them.
Unless we default by binding and not paying. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't care to do it. I just don't want to put. I don't want to create more of a headache. Like, well, if we'd waited 10 minutes. Then we would have known.
Why don't I go make a phone call and then I can meet you guys up there in your next after your 10 o'clock, would that be possible?
That's fine with me, but again, I don't know.
Just to clarify everything, to make sure everything's.
Yeah, we just got one more item.
Mm-hmm.
We can table it and then take it back up.
Is that okay with you guys?
Mm-hmm. I don't care. I think it'd be nice to have it on the tape that we're on right now and have it taken care of. I see no danger to the county in any way, but I'm agreeable to whatever the two of you want to do.
I'm fine with either as well, so whatever you want to do. If you want to make the motion, go ahead.
I'll make the motion, but I'm fine either way.
Okay.
I move that we go with, that we do the Travelers Commercial Insurance application and supplementary commercial automotive application, that we file it with to handle for Taney County for file number 19-155HR.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rental agreement, the Larson Group, number 19-151, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated December 29, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between the Larson Group and Taney County, and he approves the agreement as to form.
I have no questions.
On you, real quick. It says, why does our insurance not cover it?
Because we're in a big pool type insurance company.
Because it's a trust and not a...
Yeah, and they say that's not enough. I'm hoping we don't even have to utilize the rental if we can get by while the other one's being repaired, but I wanted to get everything approved just in case we had to.
Disregard the transfer station to
yes.
get...
Well, the insurance is more than the cost of the actual rental.
100 per day, yeah.
And they don't accept our county?
Because it's in a pool. It's not an individual. Dawn could explain it better. She checked into it and communicated with our insurance. And
when are we renting this?
I don't know as I am, but it could.
If we were to rent
it. If we have to, it could be within the next 2 weeks.
Would it be after the first?
Yes.
Because after the first, we'll have probably a type of insurance that would cover.
Right now we're waiting on the motor and such to get in before we take the truck.
Well, so we'll have a couple more meetings at least before.
Thing is, anytime we rent whatever, excavator from a vendor, we never have to, our insurance is good enough. But
it should be.
A vehicle like that, they're saying it needs additional. There's never a question if we rent a track hoe or...
Is this the only place that it can be rented from?
Well, they happen to be the lower price one. No, we had other estimates.
How close was the other price to these? I can't remember.
Pretty close, but they required the same thing.
Oh, really?
I'm good if you want to table it until we find out something on the other.
Yeah, find out. If you don't care, find out if, because we'll be switching over to Travelers. See if Travelers is on their AM Best list.
Okay. Will do.
I guess the question is also is can we approve the agreement? And then as long as the insurance is on there, then they can automatically use...
Just not charges?
Just not charges.
Yeah.
Is that...
Okay, yeah.
If you rent it after the first of the year, then you can select that we have Travelers, and then that should be on the list. And if not, it's still going to be the fee that it is. If it is, then we won't get charged for the $2,100 for insurance.
Well.
Or $2,200.
But if we sign this,